Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Going the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You're now tuned in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Mike, how you doing? Welcome back to the show, Mike.
I thought I was talking. Didn't you hear me?
No, I didn't hear you say anything at all.
Oh. See that now? I thought I was talking to everybody. I was welcoming everybody back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. See that?
Wow.
For those folks that didn't hear what I was saying, I was talking to myself. I was saying that if you don't know what the show is all about, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And for those folks that tuning in now didn't hear the first hour, well, you missed a good first hour. You have to now go to the website. Our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And listen to the first hour. You can listen to over 300 shows in the archive. We archived all the shows for the 6 years we've been on. So, folks, get ready. We're going to do a second hour, our first trivia of the second hour. Who was singing this song? This was a big song. Who was singing it? 407-894-680. Who is singing this song?
My dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello. You know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you.
Who is singing this song? Big song, big artist. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. You should all know who's singing this song. Okay, Chris, that's enough. They should know the song. They should know the artist. And if you say to me, Johnny Mathis, it's not Johnny Mathis. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? And I didn't go back to the 60s. I didn't go back to the 50s. I didn't even go back to the 70s. So I played a newer song.
This is unusual for you, Michael. You surprised me tonight. You picked this song.
Yeah, well, I was trying to do a little different.
Very, very good. You're trying.
I'm trying. Who is singing this song?
You're trying.
All right, so we got two callers calling in. We got us two callers.
Sherry, where are they calling from? What part of the country?
Sherry called in first from Orlando, and then our good friend Carrie of the Dynamic Duo from British Columbia called in.
So we have Canada calling in, and first was caller was
Sherry.
Orlando, Florida. Okay, so Orlando was first. So who was singing it? Orlando, Florida? Who is this?
Sherry, you on the air.
Hello, it's Sherry.
Sherry,
hey, Sherry,
how you doing, Sherry?
I'm good. I'm going to try this again. The song is called Hello, and it's by Lionel Richie.
You're correct. You are correct. I just want to have a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 Subway is coming your way. Enjoy Subway. Hey, Chris, would you tell Sherry about what your slogan is, why you at least take the girls out, you take them to Subway?
Subway was my first date because it's a nice restaurant where they feed you right there and give you any and everything you want right there in front of you.
That's really cool. I have something to tell you about the video to that song that somebody told me, my daughters told me. It's in the video, he's in like a ceramics studio, and the girl that he's singing to is doing ceramics, and she's blind. I thought you guys might be interested in knowing that.
Wait a minute. Can you repeat that again?
Say that one more time.
Can you repeat that again?
The video that goes with the song. Like, if you watch the video like they played on MTV, that it's a
right.
ceramics studio, and there's this, and he's there. I don't know if he's a teacher or if he just is there. And the girl that he's singing to, that's the object of his affection, is doing ceramics, and she's blind.
Right. That's the video.
Ceramics
wow.
and being blind.
Oh, very good.
Lynn wow.
says, as a sighted person, Lynn says you're correct anyway.
Yeah, very good.
I thought that
good
was
information.
Really interesting.
And very much so.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Can I comment on the Braille? You asked about the Braille, reading Braille.
Sure, go
I
ahead.
Read Braille
it's your
all
show.
My life since I read Braille since I was a little girl. And I just read a study a few years ago that said that in a blind person, the visual cortex, which is at the back of your brain, is taken up by other things. And that they've done MRIs or CT scans or MRIs or whatever you call it. And when the person reads Braille, not when they listen to a talking book, but when they read Braille, they are actually processing it through the visual cortex. And I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah.
Very well, luckily, I don't know Braille, so to me, I have to see the word. And I don't know any other way to spell a word or to pronounce a word without seeing it first. And that's why the
problem
exists.
Yeah, when I'm trying
exists.
To remember a word yeah. or a number, I try to visualize it in Braille, like you would visualize it if you saw the letters. So
yeah, but I don't know Braille. But I don't know Braille.
Right.
Jerry, did you understand what I was saying with water?
Yes. Yes.
I just couldn't put it together. It just didn't matter.
Yeah, because your Braille knowledge is you're just learning and you're seeing a letter at a time, a letter at a time. So you're not
exactly, yeah.
Thanks for calling in, and let's hear from
Thanks,
Canada.
Jerry.
Thanks for calling
All
in.
All right, thank you.
All right, so
All
we
right,
got
bye-bye.
Two callers calling in from Canada. We have Corey on the line calling from Canada, but let's talk with the one and only Carrie from the Dynamic Duo from Canada first. Carrie, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, and you, Chris?
I can't complain one iota of it.
Miss Canada, what do you have to say for yourself, Miss Canada?
Well, I have to say for myself that I was going to get the trivia, but I got beat
you missed
out.
That. I'm sorry.
And I'm going to say, too, that we have a lot of wildfire smoke. We're in it over, I mean, it's just horrible around here. So I thought I would give you guys a cooking tip. If I could still talk.
Okay.
Are the fires close to you?
Fairly. Oh, yeah. You
California.
Can barely see the sun.
Oh.
Michael,
no, she's
you
not
know
in California.
About this.
She's in Canada.
And so would you, Lynn, because you can see. The sun looks literally red. It's red.
Where's the fire?
The fire is in, it's we're in British Columbia here in a place called Castlegar.
Oh. Okay.
And it's all around Washington State. It's all around British Columbia, north of us, all around us, you name it. It's a fire pit here.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Be safe.
It's fun.
Be safe.
Thanks for calling in. Be safe.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have something else.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Not a cooking tip.
The other person in Canada, hold on. We got to go to break. We'll get you after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okay, I will go away then.
Oh.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of VisionServe Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join VisionServe Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-VisionServe.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available, along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes App is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes App, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes App today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I believe we have a call in from Canada.
Corey, Chris said.
Is that you, Corey, from Canada?
Yes, hey, hi, Corey. Everybody. Hello. First-time caller, long-time listener. Really enjoy your show.
Thank you for calling. Thank you so much. So you're from what part of Canada are you calling from, Corey?
I'm calling from Vancouver Island in British Columbia, the West Coast. It's fairly close to Seattle.
So you're a long-time listener and a first-time caller. How come you never called before?
Well, I was waiting for the right topic, and you were talking about words and remembering words, and I thought I'd throw a little something into the mix here, being
blind
myself.
Would you please? I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. The one thing I've noticed is, you know, going to school in the 60s and 70s, I hate to date myself, but that's the reality. We were always listening to everything, listening to tapes, listening to our instruction on tapes. And because of that, I think I have become the world's worst speller. Because we never saw words. We always heard words. And you never actually saw them on paper and weren't able to spell them. So I think you'll find a lot of people who are blind or visually impaired suffer the same plight as myself.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. I didn't hear words. I had to see the word.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I can understand that, too.
I was sighted then. I'm talking about sighted, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't have that. But, you know, back then there was none of this technology like there is now. And, you know, you were just all our textbooks came to us on big open reel tapes. And, you know, we just listened to everything.
Are you busy in Pancor? Are you busy in Pancor?
I am. Yes, I am.
So I'm glad you like the show.
I hope you keep on listening.
Oh, yeah, you bet. We'll spread the word and tell a whole bunch more folk about it. And I hope you guys keep it up.
Wait, before you go, do you want to spin the wheel? Would you like to spin the wheel? Want a prize?
You know, I'm going to pass on that because it's probably a hassle getting it up here. But
No, it's not.
No, okay.
Spin away then. Let's do it.
Okay. Am I on? I need exercise.
Okay, I'm moving away from the wheel. Yeah. Okay,
no
spin
problem.
The wheel. Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel. Here we go. Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel.
The pressure is on.
Pressure's on.
Oh my gosh. $25 Visa.
You just won yourself a $25 Visa card.
Congratulations. That's awesome. And up here, that's probably worth about
$100. $25 gift card.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Get paid to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It sure does. I appreciate you guys.
Make sure you give Chris the detailed address when I mail it.
Yeah, we mail it right.
With that the Canadian zip code, the British Columbia zip code. It's got letters in it and everything. So everything.
Yeah, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Wait for
the hang up.
All right. Thanks, folks.
Thank you for listening.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, now it's my turn. All righty. So we'd like to welcome back Chris Rogers, and we're going to meet Alan Lovell and Richard Ruda, and they are calling in on behalf of the American Printing House Connect Center. So we're welcoming back and meeting new people. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so who do we start with? Should we just let them all talk among themselves?
Yes, yes.
I don't want to talk over them.
Well, this is Chris. I really want Richard to talk tonight.
Hi, Chris.
We've got a brand new transition hub just out, and Richard has put this thing together. It's wonderful, and I'm so glad he could make it. I thought I was going to have to talk for him, but he's here, and I'm glad about that. So, Richard,
what are you talking about? Let's hear from Richard. What is he talking about?
Reference to the Connect Center? Yes. It's
what kind of Connect Center? Tell us.
With the Connect Center and Career Connect.
Okay. Richard, Richard?
Yeah, absolutely. So, good evening, and thank you, Michael, and everyone for having us. And this is Richard with APH Connect Center. And our transition hub, it launched Friday. It's been a project of a grant we received from the Givney Family Foundation. And what the transition hub primarily is, it's a one-stop database for high school students, their teachers, families, and supporters, for students in high school and college looking for that next goal in life, that next step in life, transition programs that can help them plan for the life after high school, their first work experience, helping to build that confidence, helping them to really work that white cane, get out there and meet and network people. A lot of these programs have been around for 15 or 20 years, but there hasn't been one searchable database for these programs to exist. So with the Transition Hub, which is going to, and we'll give you that information. It's at aphconnectcenter.org/transition hub. And we'll put that out there again in a little bit. You could go there if you're a high school student, if you're a teacher of the visually impaired, orientation, mobility specialist, a parent or a student. You go to the Transition Hub, you put in some real simple information. Which state are you in? Are you looking for a residential program? Are you looking for a day program that's going to help you get, again, those essential core skills to be independent, to be self-sufficient, to get work experience? So many of these programs exist. So with the Transition Hub, it's a one-stop, and I had to turn off my mute there so I didn't get distracted. It's a one-stop page, database, comprehensive, where you can go and search out information. It's really fun. It's really simple. And we've got about, with the grant, we started with 35 agencies. We're a little bit over 40 agencies strong, Hawaii, Vermont, California, Alaska, Florida. So if you're a high school student looking to get out and feel what the world is like and be supported by your colleagues and by peers who are blind, by adults who can train you, the Transition Hub is your place.
That's really neat. Can you tell us more?
Richard, I can talk for a moment about the Connect Center, too, if you'd like to sort of give things some context. You know, in the very beginning, this is Alan, by the way.
Yes, Alan.
You were saying the Connect Center. What is the Connect Center? Well, and I know that we've been on the show at a different capacity before, but I know there are different listeners. So the APH Connect Center is a grouping of resources that are we are a function of the American Printing House for the Blind. But what we are made up of several websites that you can access at aphconnectcenter.org. On there, you can put sort of our landing page and a calendar of events that, you know, all of our events, the agencies that post their events there will be on the topic of blindness, whether it's rehab, whether it is transition, like Richard was talking about, whether it was just about, you know, some sort of function webinar about guide dogs or you know, planning your next career. It can all be found on this landing page. And then the websites from there, you have APH Career Connect, which is Richard has been working heavily with. That's for folks, job seekers, information for adults who are career seekers, but also transition age kids. Then you also have Family Connect, which is information and resources curated around the needs of families with visually impaired and blind children. Then visionaware.org. That's information for adults and seniors who are visually impaired or blind. And if you think about folks who have lost their sight at a midpoint in life or are dealing with visual impairment for the first time and just need a frame of reference of, you know, next steps, you know, where do I go to thrive, to learn to thrive with vision loss or blindness? It's all there. And so we're constantly producing blog posts, articles, webinars that are on topic where folks can, you know, really find out answers to questions relating to blindness. And obviously the Connect Center, which is the overarching name of these services, has a hotline where you can call to ask questions, any question relating to your visual impairment or your family member's visual impairment. You know, you think, my mom, my grandmother, my, you know, great aunt, has lost sight and is struggling. You know, has been sighted for 80 years, now has to learn to live as a blind person. That's an example of the types of calls that we get. And so folks can certainly call on us to either have questions answered or find out where they can go for rehab services or find assistance in, you know, returning to school or finding a job, starting a career. We're here to answer those questions. If we don't have the answers inherently, we will do our research to find answers to your questions. And so the Transition Hub is just the newest and latest addition to the Connect Center. Right, Richard?
Well, you summed it up perfectly.
Absolutely.
So it's for anybody that has, you don't have to be in Louisville. It can be all over the country. Now, not international, right? Just the United States.
Well, we have our share of international questions, callers, emails.
Okay.
We do maintain a national directory of services, and that directory populates this information across all of the different websites that we have. So if you go on Career Connect and do a search for services, you're going to get a sort of a customized result because you're on a site for job seekers. But if you go over to Vision Aware, you're probably an adult or a senior citizen looking for resources, and so you're going to get a customized search result based on the site you're on.
Alan, this is Chris. Don't we also have Canadian agencies in the directory?
Absolutely, we do. And if we have questions about agencies in different parts of the world that maybe aren't as obvious or in our directory already, we go using our internet skills to see, well, what can we help you find? It's not always easy, but we like learning about services in other areas of the world, because we're all in this together, whether we're in the United States or not.
I might add that the webinars that we host on Vision Aware, Family Connect, Career Connect also do reach other countries. And when we do the survey, we often get folks from out of Canada, outside the United States, who are viewing. So that's exciting. So our reach is international with obviously focus on the United States. So that's exciting just to include that. And our resources are free. Everything's free up on the Connect Center and all our pages, from the Transition Hub to Career Connect to Vision Aware, Family Connect, the INR line that Alan has talked about. Not one single penny.
That word right there, free, is one of the best things this radio show knows. Word
Alan,
free.
Alan,
it's the best four-letter word.
Yeah. Alan, Richard, and Chris, tell everybody a bit about the career, the job seekers out there, especially the adults that would like to get back into the job force. What do you have to offer there?
Sure. This is Richard. I can start, and Alan and Pris, feel free to fill in. So with Career Connect, and that's up at aphcareerconnect.org, we've got just unlimited amounts of resources, from job leads with National Industries for the Blind, job postings that are starting to get circulated up there from Insight. The Job Seekers Toolkit is a really good tool that job seekers can use independently or in conjunction with, let's say, a rehabilitation counselor. And the Job Seeker Toolkit walks you through how to get a job, how to interview for a job, how to should you disclose your vision loss during, before, or after the interview, how to interview, how to make eye contact, how to put together a resume. Sometimes we're dealing with job seekers right out of high school, and they don't have a resume, so we talk about that. So the Job Seekers Toolkit is one of the legacy things has been a part of Career Connect for many, many years, and it's had its updates, and it's brilliant, it's knowledgeable, and it's a really, really good resource.
We encourage counselors who are working with folks who are job seekers, whether they're transition age or not, to help them build their skill sets and sell themselves as somebody that you want to hire. In spite of maybe you have a degree, let's say you have a degree and you know all the things about computers, for example, that's great, but you've got to have a personality and other skill sets that sell you as an individual, even more than what your college degree says, and like Richard was just saying, the handshake, the looking in the eyes, even if you can't see their eyes, looking in the direction to acknowledge that you are engaged. You know, there's all kinds of pointers on there for folks who are doing this for the first time. We don't know how important certain skill sets are inherently until, you know, you're really in competition out there with others for the same type of thing, the same type of job.
Alan, Richard, and Pris, we're going to go to break. We're going to hold you over. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number is 407-894-1680. I just thought of something. You know, I will be very mad at myself and very remiss. We haven't mentioned one time in this show that everybody should get their shots. And I'm not talking trying to be political because I'm not being political. I'm just talking about this is a worldwide situation, whether you're in Canada or United States or anywhere you are. If you can get your shots, get your shots. For COVID-19, get your shots. Right. Let's go back down to APH, to Richard and Alan and Pris. You there?
We are here.
Okay, so tell us more about APH.
So, Pris, you said you would want to touch on an important point.
Okay, so you wanted me to talk about Vision Aware and the fact that on Vision Aware we have information about the skills and things that people need to learn or know about when they first lose vision. And it's important to do that because if they do want to go back to work, they've got to be able to dress appropriately, be able to, communicate appropriately, whether they learn different skills to do that or not. All those things are covered on Vision Aware. We don't actually teach people, but we inform them about what's available, including the types of instructors like vision rehabilitation therapists and orientation mobility instructors who can help. And most people who are new to vision loss don't have a clue that those people exist that can help them learn to do what they want to do after they have had a loss of vision. We find that to be one of the biggest problems for people who are new to vision loss is finding those services. And we think that our Connect Center that's what it's there for. It's to help people connect to what they need to find out to be able to feel okay about themselves and to adjust to vision loss and to find the help that they need.
And we should discuss this more and more because people like myself, okay, when I went blind, I knew nothing, whether using a cane or anything else, as I said, even about talking or spelling, because everything I did, I used to visualize the word by looking at it. And now, when you go blind, you lose all that. So what you're talking now with APH, that's very important as far as everything if you go vision impaired and blind.
Richard and Alan,
can you listen to what I'm saying?
The whole reason we exist is because of exactly what you just described. You know, you don't have the frame of reference if you've not had someone in your life who is visually impaired or blind. That's why we come upon folks in life that are really they are ignorant in the ways of even interacting with someone who is blind. They think that something special or completely different needs to happen, and you find yourself in these sort of awkward, overproduced moments with folks because they feel like they have to, act in a certain way, and they don't. You have to put them in ease. And so having the knowledge base of, how to get things done.
Well, listen, I'd like to interrupt you one second. When you go vision impaired and blind, I went blind. I wasn't vision impaired. I was blind. Now, when you can't see, let's go to the first thing. I couldn't sign anything. You know, if you go to a hospital, the first thing they say is sign here. Mm-hmm. Or you go to a bank, sign here. Everybody always wants you to sign something. Well, if you can't see it, what are you supposed to do? So unless you're with a sighted person, and if you're not with a sighted person, you got a problem. When a doctor told me I was blind, that was it. They didn't tell me that I should go to a lighthouse. They didn't tell me what I should go do. They told me nothing. They didn't tell me to call APH. They told me nothing. Nothing.
Diagnosis, and then you're sent home. And
that's it. You're dismissed. So what are you supposed to do now? Nothing. So the point is, whether it's talking, whether it's using a cane, whether it's using a microwave, whatever it may be, how to walk with a cane, how to do anything. No one teaches you anything unless you go to a lighthouse, unless you go to a place where it teaches you that. Well, I'm sorry. If you don't know anybody who's blind, how do you know where to go?
And that's it.
So what you're saying is you have to really spread the word about APH, where to call, how to call them, what to do with APH, because people, most people listen to this radio show, I'm saying, are what they call disenfranchised. They don't belong to NFB. They don't belong to ACB. They belong nowhere. And the point is they don't know what to do. And they just listen. They don't call in. They listen and they listen and they listen. And once in a while, you may hear somebody, a new person, like you just call them, can a person was listening for a long time, Corey. Yes. Corey, if you're listening, thank you for calling in.
Absolutely.
And he was a new call center, a long time listener, but he heard a subject that he wanted to call in. Well, I like people to call in more often and discuss problems. When you go blind, what are you supposed to do? Well, APH is here for you. And we need APH to talk more about what they should do, what people should do about talking to them, because most people are not going to pick up the phone and talk. They don't. They're more laid back. I think if anybody, when you go visit a parent blind, you're not aggressive as you used to be. You're more hesitant. You're more, let's just say, afraid to make a phone call. You're afraid of a lot of things. I wish it was different. I wish it was, I'm saying it's wrong. If I'm
don't
wrong,
know what
tell
questions
me how much correct
to
me.
Ask, right?
It's That's correct. They don't know what to ask. They don't know what to do because nobody has told them. Well,
let me tell you, that's the important part is, too, how to get a hold of us, because here we're talking about it, and some people might be saying, well, who am I going to call? We actually have phone numbers, and I think you all put it up in the chat, right? And
right.
We have websites, so those who are using computers or smartphones can reach us as well. But the phone number, which is available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, is 800-232-5463. 800-232-5463, and they will reach me or my counterpart. Her name is Sharon. We're both you're coming from a place of empathy and understanding because we're both blind. We have both worked in the field a very long time. We've built up a pretty decent knowledge base of resources that are out there, but also just an understanding and even the smallest little how-to type questions.
Richard. Pardon me,
Alan,
are you blind?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I want to say right there, Alan, don't go away. I want to direct this question to you, Alan. When you went blind, what did you do when you went blind?
Well, first I was born.
Oh, that's different. No, so basically you were born blind, right?
I was born legally blind, but I did have functional vision.
Right.
So I have a kind of a medium or middle of the road perspective because I have some sighted perspective, but now I only have light perception. I mean, for all practical purposes, blind. I have no functional vision at all.
But the point is this way. You were born that way, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so that's different.
It
and I have to
different.
Say that's different because
it
when you're born blind, basically your parents, someone else, did the thing for you. They took you. They did for you. I'm talking about somebody who went blind at 40, 50, 60.
Mm-hmm. It's
and you
a much
blind,
different experience. Absolutely.
When you go blind at 40, 50, 60, and I'm lucky. Okay, I have to tell everybody I'm lucky because I was married to Lynn. Thank God. She loves me and I love her. But she's sighted, so she helped me along the way because she's sighted. If I'm like with Gary, he's by himself. So when you're by yourself, it's harder because unless you have somebody sighted living with you, it's more difficult. And anybody listen to this show right now, if you can call in, I'd love to hear from you. You know, make a call. Just, we're not going to bite you. We're not going to, there's no such thing as right or wrong. This is not right or wrong program. This is a program where you can feel comfortable calling in and discussing. The only thing we'd like to know is if you're visually impaired or blind, especially blind, call in. We'd like to hear from you. What happened when you went blind? What did you do? Did you ever do anything? Are you aggressive at all or are you not? And if you're not aggressive, well, the question is, I hate to say it, but why not? The only thing going for me is I've always been aggressive all my life. Aggressive all my life is whether I'm sighted or blind. So that's the only thing carried me because I didn't know something. I said, I don't know it. I've never been afraid not to say something. I've always been that lucky that I always, if I'm going out, if I'm traveling myself, I'll say to somebody, where's the men's room? Which way is the men's room? And I'll hear something over there, straight ahead. And they don't tell me even straight ahead. They'll just say, it's over there. So I learned to open my mouth and talk. And APH, if they can discuss with you, if they get a phone call, and you're talking to people that are vision impaired blind, people like Alan, who is blind, they can talk to you. So call in, discuss it with them.
All right. Well, since you opened up the phone line, I do have a caller on the phone line calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Who is it?
His name is the one and only Mr. Anthony. Anthony from West Palm Beach.
Oh, Anthony.
Yeah. Anthony, you there? You know, Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
My friend, I just want you to know I'm here every week. I support you. I don't miss a show.
Well, thank you so much, Anthony. I really appreciate it. When people like you who say that you don't miss the show, we love you. Thank you so much, Anthony.
We'll spin the wheel for you, but if you have a question.
Anthony, we'll spin the wheel for you just 1 second. Yep. Anything you'd like to ask APH, Anthony?
The what?
Is there anything that you would like to ask APH about whatever they do?
Alan
or Richard?
Yeah, what they do. It's real nice what they do. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing what they do, yeah. But you have to be able to call them and discuss things with them.
Okay.
Would you like us to spin the wheel for you, Alan? I'm sorry, Anthony?
Yes, I appreciate it.
People in a price. Now, spin the wheel for we'll Anthony. Spin the wheel real fast because. Okay.
Okay, $10 Starbucks.
So you're getting a $10 gift card from the.
Congratulations.
$10 gift card from Starbucks.
Congratulations, Anthony.
Hey, that was real nice of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Keep on listening. Don't forget to give information so we can send you a $10 gift card from Starbucks.
All right, Anthony, hold on one moment. Listen, we got another caller calling in from Orlando, Florida, the one and only, the professor herself, Sheila.
Sheila, hi, Sheila. Sheila from Orlando. Sheila, hi there.
You know, I have to say that APH offers so many awesome services that I think it's a hidden treasure that a lot of people don't know about. I do feel that maybe they need to figure out how they can connect with each affiliate throughout the country with NFB and ACB so that we can, you know, try to get this information out because I've been on vehicles where there's a lot of people that don't even know APH exists. So I'm not sure how that can happen. So
I can address that. This is Richard.
Because doctors don't even share this information.
No, and most people, as I say, listen to this radio show, are disenfranchised. They don't belong to ACB or NFB.
Richard has the solution.
So let's hear the solution from Richard.
Oh, thank you, Sheila. We love our fans, and we didn't pay you to say that, but thank you for listening. I know that, and Alec can probably speak a little further back, as can Pris, but I know that we have – since I've been on board, have really reached out to the affiliates of ACB and NFB and all the other organizations that work with doctors and nurses to really let them know who the Connect Center is and what we do. I, for myself and others, have presented to ACB and NFB groups over the past 6 months, as well as to a lot of college students to let them know about Career Connect. And I don't know, Alan or Pris, do you want to add to that? But I know our outreach is growing.
Absolutely. This Connect Center has been a function of APH just since July of 2018. So we are building on these services that were started, by another entity much longer ago. The websites, I believe were built initially back in 2001, and since we have sort of taken over stewardship of these services, they've all been rebuilt, and we're really working on connecting, again, like Richard said, with everyone out there. APH has been a non-biased participant in the ACB and NFB annual conferences and local chapters for many, many years. I've gone to those conferences as an employee of APH.
Richard, I have to interrupt Richard and Alan. Remember one thing. Right now we have probably more than a million people listening to our radio show every Sunday night. But if you know this, that's still terrible. Because there's 14, they tell us there's 14 million people just in the United States, forgetting Canada. There's 14 million people listening that's out there. That means not even 10% of the blind people listening to this radio show, plus all the sighted people listening to this radio show. So when you listen to those numbers, most of the people are disenfranchised listening to this radio show. But I don't know how many people work with APH.
Michael, what I want Richard and Alan to understand, and I know you guys support ACB. I know that. I'm president of the state affiliate. I attend all the ACB stuff, and I've heard your workshops. But how can we get the doctors and the rehab centers to stress this information? Because if they don't know about the information, they are going to feel disenfranchised, and they're going to feel like they're out there blind alone. So how can we make it happen?
Well,
we have to have a topic for another night. But the point is, the first thing you have to do is get it out to the people listen to this radio show, number one, because if you have a million people, and those people have to be aggressive. We have to get the people listening to the radio show to become more aggressive. We have to get the people listening to the show to call in. We have to get the people to get the word, spread the word. So this way, they'll spread the word to ACB, they spread the word to NFB, they spread the word to all the other groups. They'll ask their doctors, they'll ask the people, because unless people go in and ask, and then people don't know. So you have to get, because most of the doctors, most of the people don't even know. They're clueless themselves. I hate to say that, but it's true. The doctors, they look at your eyes. They dismiss you after you're blind. They don't tell you what to do. They don't tell you where to go. And most of them, they don't even know where to go.
Sheila, let's touch on this next week. We'll do a follow-up.
All right. That sounds awesome. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
Sheila, Alan, Richard, and Chris, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
We have to really bang away at this, because to think about this one time or twice is losing it, because there's too many people. You know, all you have to do is ask APH, how many people go to APH? You know, you don't have millions of people. And even this radio show, as popular as this show is, and we're the only commercial radio show in the country for the visually impaired and blind. And even as that, we only have a million people. And that's a lot, but that's not a lot when you talk about this 14 million people. And of that million people, 30% is sighted. And then we're only talking about 700,000 people that are visually impaired and blind. So when you start talking about those numbers, it's a lot of people.
We appreciate shows like you and helping us get the word out, because we fully understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, we have to say goodnight. We're getting ready to go up the air.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
APHConnectCenter.org, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
APHConnectCenter.org. We enjoyed having you on the show. We'll talk to you again next month, and we wish you a good week. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for calling in. And listen, folks, don't go away. And thank you, Gary. Thank you all.
No problem.
That's a real fast.
Okay, my wrap-up real fast. Co-host Sheila Young will be joining us next week. We'll be talking about controlled glucose from Upgrade, and Sean Zabarowski will be calling in a reference to the diabetes app, and we'll have another fun, informative show with Sheila.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Don't go away. We'll be right
back.
Bye now.
Be safe.
Don't go away.
Get your shots.
Don't forget, get your shots. Thank you all for coming and listening to the show. Thank you all. Good night.
Good night, all. Good night, guys.
Good night now.
Good night.